ourselves as a place to be used by You this morning. Hallelujah to God. Glory to God. The Lord is so merciful and so kind and gentle. His hand is yet so strong. His hand, He can move mountains. And yet He can reach down, as Brother Shirley prayed the prayer of faith, and touch an innocent little infant like that and let it feel His touch. And that touch remained with that child all the days of his life. You know, it's just not some ceremony we're going through when we bring our babies up here. We bring them up here because we're giving them to the Lord. We're giving them to the Lord. In our lives today, we have given our lives just as a child. We've given them to the Lord. He's got a road map out there for us this morning. I don't know about you, but I want to be right where the Holy Ghost wants me to be. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. I tell you, I just, so many things I'd like to say this morning. Just excited about what the Lord's doing in here, pouring His Spirit out. Praise God. Hallelujah. In your Bibles this morning, in the book of Acts, chapter number 16, and I will begin in Acts 16 at verse number 25. And I want to say, when you're turning there to Acts 16 and verse 25, how much of an honor it's been to be here in revival. And this is just not a church, this is our home church. And this is our family. And so, I'll tell you, it's a peaceful thing to be here with the family. And be a part of God's family. Praise God. And so, I do love you, and we cherish your prayers and desire your prayers. I know many times I've slipped in the morning when I'd be traveling and coming there, and I'd hear somebody call our name. You don't know how comforting that is to hear your name called in the prayer room. Praise God. Know that people are praying. So that is my strength. I know the Living Way Apostolic Church is praying for us. Praise God. And so then, we love you, and how much could we say about Brother Sister Shirley? I mean, that's my pastor and pastor's wife, and they are the greatest. I said, they are the greatest. And I thank God for them every day. I thank God for a pastor that I know is living for God. It's not preaching one thing and doing another. But he is number one heart and thought and mind is this church and revival in this church. And you individually, not just as a body, but you individually. And then again, for Sister Shirley, man, I mean, she's given her life. And then the compliment of Brother Troy and Sister Kim Shirley. And this church is just blessed all the way around, all the way around. And you need to thank God for them every day. Praise God. Acts 16, beginning at verse 25 in the Word of the Lord. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed, sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken. And immediately all the doors were opened, and everyone's bands were loosed. And the keeper of the prison, awaking out of his sleep, and seeing the prison doors open, he drew out his sword and would have killed himself, supposing that the prisoners had been fled. But Paul cried with a loud voice, saying, "Do thyself no harm, for we are all here." Then he called for a light, and sprang in, and came trembling, and fell down before Paul and Silas, and brought them out, and said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" And they said, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved, and thy house." And they spake unto him the word of the Lord, and to all that were in the house. And he took them the same hour of the night and washed their stripes and was baptized, he and all his, straightway. Let's pray. Father, tonight, this morning, we come to You knowing, God, that without You we are nothing. And anything accomplished, Lord, it'll be through You. And Lord, let Your virtue flow in here. Let us forever be changed. Use us for Your glory. Make soul winners out of us, Master. And we'll ever praise You together. Can everyone shout in Jesus' name? You may be seated. Praise God, praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to God. Breaking and entering. That's the subject for this morning in the Holy Ghost. Breaking and entering. No one ever broke a lock without the intent of getting in to what they were breaking. They wanted to get inside. I remember reading a story a few months back about, I don't remember, I believe it was in somewhere possibly in California, there was a man that went in to rob a bank. And when he went into the bank, it just seemed like it was one mistake after another. The first mistake he made was he went in with a gun, and I guess in his nervous, being nervous, he meant to bring in the note to put on the desk. Instead, he laid the mask down. And when he laid the mask down, he realized he didn't have a mask on. And so then he ran out. He ran back outside, put the mask on, and came back in. And decided to go through the holdup one more time. And he told them what he wanted, and so they gave it to him. And in his hurry to get out, he got outside and forgot his keys. And so he had to come back. Somewhere during all this, they finally caught him. And so he really made a mess of everything. He was planning on getting the money and getting out of there. You know, I'm afraid sometimes we do God's Word the same way. That God has given us precious promises. He has given us answers to every problem that we may face in our life. Every lock that hell has put up on the doorways of faith, there is a key that would open the door. There is a word of faith. There is a miracle. There are lives today that are trapped, that it is in our hands alone to get them out of that place. Let me tell you something Paul said. Paul said, "This one thing I do." Hallelujah. He said, "This one thing I do. Forgetting those things which are behind me, reaching forth unto those things that are before me, I press toward the mark of the high calling in Christ Jesus." And I'm here to tell you that there are things in life that we alone can do. We alone. Paul said, "This I do." And there are things that you alone can do. Hallelujah. Let me tell you that in that prison that day, that only Paul and Silas had the ability to sing and bring the presence of God in that place and cause the shackles to be loose and the doors to be opened and the keeper of the prison to be astonished at the power of God. They were the only ones that were capable in that room of doing it. They had the power of God. And I'm going to tell you something. We stand guilty this morning before God with so much power and so much anointing, so much laying up on our shoulders this morning, so much responsibility to do the will of God and to cause the captive to be set free. But we are good at breaking. We're good at that speaking things into creation, but yet not finishing the course. Hallelujah. We are good at starting and not very good at finishing. That when we find things, and we ought to go ahead and do what the Bible said and loose them. Hallelujah. In prayer a few nights ago, here in the church, the Spirit of God spoke to me just as plain as day. And the Scripture came back to me where Jesus said, answered and said unto him, "Blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say unto you that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever that thou shalt bind upon earth, it shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever that thou loose upon earth, it shall be loosed in heaven." And I'm going to tell you, the Lord spoke to me immediately, Brother Shirley. And He said, "You don't believe that." And I said, "Well, yes, I do, Lord." He said, "No, you don't believe that." And He said, "I'm going to tell you something else." He said, "Most of the church doesn't believe that." And I said, "God, you're going to have to help me, because I do believe that whatever we bind is going to be bound in heaven." Whatever. He said, "No, you don't. What you believe is whatever is bound in heaven is going to be bound upon earth. And whatever is loosed in heaven is going to be loosed upon earth." He said, "But that's not what I said. What I said was, whatever is bound on earth shall be bound in heaven." Come on. "And whatever is loosed upon earth, it shall be loosed in heaven." And the Holy Ghost spoke to me and said, "Until you put your hands in something, I will not get involved." Hallelujah. I'm going to tell you that we have a powerful Holy Ghost anointed ministry laying in the church. And that ministry is the ministry of binding and loosing. Come on. Of breaking and entering.
Somebody give God the praise in here. Oh, somebody, my Lord, my God, hallelujah. I'm here to tell you that there are people outside these doors that God will give them the Holy Ghost. But it's not just going to be by some happen chance or just some accident. But we are going to have to get involved. We are going to have to reach into their life and speak a word and bind the enemy in their life. It may be in the prayer room, and it may be a first part, I should say, that takes place in the prayer room. But somewhere God is going to lead us along the path and cross lives daily. And when we cross those lives and we encounter them, we shouldn't take that for granted. But God is trying to use us in the ministry of binding and loosing. Hallelujah. He's trying to get us to get heaven involved in what we're doing down here on earth. Come on now. I'm here to tell you that when you lay hands on somebody that's sick and you say, I command you to be healed in the name of Jesus, or I speak the word of healing in your body in the name of the Lord. We've heard Brother Shirley preach about getting ourselves involved, but the other side of that is when we put ourselves in that place, that God automatically says, I'm going to get involved in what they're speaking. I'm here to tell you that when we tell people that they can be healed, we're speaking a word of faith. But you know something? That we're not speaking on our own. We've got to believe that heaven is getting involved in what we're saying around here. Come on, somebody give God the praise. Come on, what would prayer be if heaven wasn't involved in it? What would worship be if heaven wasn't involved in it? What would praise be if heaven wasn't involved in it? But I'm here to tell you that this is a Holy Ghost-filled church, and everything that's happening around here is Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost. Come on, the prayer's in the Holy Ghost. The praise is in the Holy Ghost. The worship's in the Holy Ghost. Somebody give Him praise in here. Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah. Oh, we need the type of songs that will cause doors to be opened up. We need to sing in the Holy Ghost. We need to sing in fervency. We need a type of praise that will cause locks to come off. Come on now, chains to be broken and lives to be freed. We need to come in here and lay every care aside that has tried to attach itself to us. And there are people that walk in the doors of this building that they need to be loosed. Hallelujah. They came in here. I'm telling you, what good is a sermonette? What good is that? We need to minister. We need words that will minister to people, to broken lives. Man, it's no good that if all we do is preach a sermon and when it's all said and done, people walk out of here just like they came. But we need to minister in the Holy Ghost. At my casanda, we need to say something in the Holy Ghost that will call somebody that's lost to say, friend, I want the Holy Ghost. We need to preach with intensity. We need to pray with Holy Ghost fervor. Come on, we need to worship with anointing. Something has to break in life. Somebody give Him praise in here. Oh, Shayanabahaya. Man, I'm telling you, some of our prayers, we might as well lay hands up on this bush right here. Hallelujah. Might as well just lay our hands on it, because that's as far as it goes. We pray, we bind you in the name of Jesus. But we're really not binding anything. We're speaking something we don't believe. But I'm here to tell you, sure, doubt's going to be there. Hallelujah. The sister that was talking about fear being present when she sung. And we prayed the prayer of faith. And we bound the spirit of fear. But mark me well in the Holy Ghost, sister, that as well as we prayed that prayer of faith this morning, that same old spirit's going to try to creep back around. And it's going to try to slip back up on you. And it's going to try to throw those old chains back around you. But when he does, you've got to remind him the prayer that was prayed. It may have started on earth, but it ended up in heaven. Come on. Heaven got involved in it. I said, heaven got involved in that prayer. My God, somebody give God the praise. I said, heaven has got involved in what we prayed around here this morning. Come on. We pray prayers that start on earth and they end on earth because we don't want to get heaven involved. But I'm here to tell you, if heaven gets involved, it's going to change your lifestyle. It's going to change the way you live. It's going to change the way you talk. It's going to change the way you act. Come on, somebody give God the praise. Heavenly prayers. Binding and loosening. Hallelujah. But do we really believe that whatever we bind on earth, it shall be bound in heaven? Or do we believe that whatever is bound in heaven shall be bound on earth? No, we got to put our hands in it. We've got precious promises. Hallelujah. They shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Isn't that what the Bible said? They shall recover. Hallelujah. The Bible said that when Jesus put His foot up on the shore of the Gadarene Islands, out of that tomb came that possessed, that man possessed with demons. And he fell at the feet of Jesus and said, Jesus, thou Son of God, why comest thou to torment us before our time? Hallelujah. He came out of there. And he came out crying out, Jesus, thou Son of God, why comest thou here to torment us before our time? I'm here to tell you that Jesus understood to get a devil out, you had to get to where a devil was. We could sit back here all day long and we could talk about praying people through the Holy Ghost, but if we don't put our hands on them, God is not going to get in. Come on, somebody give God the praise. You got a backslid son or daughter? Go put your hands on them. Come on, lay hands on them and say, I'll loose you in Jesus' name. They may not want to hear it, but speak it anyhow because heaven's going to get involved. When you start speaking in the Holy Ghost, heaven starts moving. What if they don't want it? Lay hands on her pillow. I'm telling you, get heaven involved in your prayers. Get your mind made up that God's going to do it. You can't ask God to make you a soul winner and set the house all day long. You've got to get involved in what God's doing. You've got to get out and knock doors. You've got to go face to face. You've got to tell people about God. Hallelujah to God. Praise God. I remember when Mike Disentel got the Holy Ghost. I remember that. Me and Brother Steve Franks was here then, and we was in the back room, and he was telling us about how he was going to travel all over with some preacher, Trinitarian preacher. And I just looked him right in the eye. I said, man, I said, you came here tonight. You yourself said you were searching for truth. And I said, you got the Holy Ghost spoke in tongues. You said you got it tonight. And I said, now you're going to get right behind him and follow him. I said, and from what I understand, I said, the guy you said you followed, is he here tonight? No. I said, he get the Holy Ghost here? No. And I said, well, look, I said, he should have followed you here. I said, you need to stay right here. And he walked out kind of soiled up. And Brother Steve Frank said, man, I think you just run him off. He won't be coming back. And I'm going to tell you something, though. There's just sometimes the Holy Ghost just says something out of you. It may hurt somebody. But there's times that God gets right down on your case. I'm going to tell you something. It must have worked. I said it must have worked pretty good. Come on, somebody give God the praise in here. I'm here to tell you something that the devil don't want you to understand. That whatever you put your hands on her, God's going to get involved. That when you speak it in faith and put your hands on it, heaven is going to come down. My God, somebody praise Him in here. Heaven gets involved when we get involved. Come on, somebody give God the praise. Devil, I bind you in Jesus' name. Holy anda yana la la bo sandi ala la ba katahaya. Glory to God. We need prayers and we need songs that will cause the prison doors to be opened up. Hallelujah. We need to sing with Holy Ghost fervency. The Bible said that they heard them singing. They heard them praising God. The Bible said the prisoners heard them. They heard the songs of Zion. They heard the praises of God. And that's what caused the prison doors to be open. That's what caused the shackles to come off. That's what caused the keeper of the prison to come in trembling and crying out for mercy. I'm going to tell you, let them mock us all they want to for crying out loud in the sanctuary, and for lifting up our voice and praising our God, and for singing out loud, and for shouting out loud. But the Bible said the prisoners heard them. I'm going to tell you, when people come here, they don't come here to see a dead church. They come here to hear a live wire. They hear Micaiah. They hear some praises of God. My God, somebody. God and worship Him. They're listening. Has anybody been set free? Do you know why you're here? Somebody prayed a prayer and the Lord loosed you. The Lord loosed you because heaven got involved in what somebody said. Come on and give God the praise in here. Oh, somebody give God the praise. Breaking and entering. I think it's about time we break and enter some places. I said, I think it's about time we not only break the law, but we go ahead and enter into some things. Let's go ahead and have a revival of breaking and entering. Of breaking and entering. Of breaking and entering. Of breaking and entering. Come on, somebody praise God. You may be seated. Man, the devil uses every scare tactic out of hell to stop us from really understanding that we do have the authority of God upon us. Come on, the devil wants us to be afraid of him. But the devil should be afraid of us. And not us afraid of the devil. We got some people that they're afraid to pray certain things, afraid the devil will jump on them. Man, don't pray that. Don't pray that over me. I'm afraid the devil will jump on me. Well, why don't you jump on the devil? I said, why don't you jump on the devil? Why don't you just go ahead and attack the devil instead of sitting around trembling, being afraid of some devil jumping on you? Why don't you go ahead and march up and down the street, lay hands on some doors, and claim those doors and what's behind it for the name of the Lord Jesus Christ? I've got news for the devil. There's a Holy Ghost mobilization taking place in this house. There's some people that's about to rise up and take some things. Hey, I'm here to tell you, devil, I'm fixing to lay my hands on something, and I'm going to buy. And when I do, heaven's going to get involved. I'm going to lay my hands on something. And when I lose it, guess what, devil? Heaven is going to get involved. I'll never forget, Brother Merle Ewan, making the statement. Maybe it was at a camp meeting or a conference or something. But Brother Shirley made reference to it one time and stayed with me all these years. But he said that he was praying maybe for God to heal somebody, if I understood the story right, or praying for miracle signs and wonders, some things to take place. And the Lord spoke and said, I can't. And he said, why? And he said, because I can't get to him. There's too much flesh in the way. And you know, the only flesh that was in the way, of course, he was confessing, was him and others that was praying. Too much flesh is alive. And that's our problem. We've got too much flesh alive. We got too much of ourselves alive. We got too much at stake here today. But I'm here to tell you that if heaven gets involved, it's going to cut all the flesh away. It's going to get you slapped out of the picture. And heaven's going to begin to move. I'm here to tell you something. God has given us promises. But what our problem is, we are not pushing God. Come on. We're not pushing God to that point. We've got to tell the Lord, Lord, you said it. And God, you've got to back up your word. You said, God, you'd save the lost. Now here's somebody lost, God. And I'm laying my hands on them, and I'm praying them for your glory. Now, God, you do the work. I'm getting involved. I'm praying. I'm fasting. I'm getting the flesh out of the way. Come on, somebody give God the praise. Hallelujah to God. Joshua chapter 10, beginning at verse 8. And the Lord said unto Joshua, fear them not, for I have delivered them into thine hand. There shall not a man of them stand before thee. And the Lord discomfited them before Israel, and slew them with a great slaughter at Gibeon, and chased them along the way that goeth up to Bethhoron, and smote them to Azekah and Makkedah. And it came to pass as they fled from before Israel, and were going down to Bethhoron, that the Lord cast down great stones from heaven upon them unto Azekah, and they died. They were more which died with hailstones than they whom the children of Israel slew with the sword. Listen, then spake Joshua to the Lord in the day when the Lord delivered up the Amorites before the children of Israel. And he said in the sight of Israel, son, Stand thou still in the valley. Stand thou still upon Gibeon. And thou moon in the valley of Ajalon. Hallelujah. And the sun stood still and the moon stayed until the people had avenged themselves upon their enemies. Is not this written in the book of Jasher? So the sun stood still in the midst of heaven and hasted not to go down about the whole day. And there was no day like that day before it or after it that the Lord hearkened to a voice of a man. For the Lord fought for Israel. And Joshua returned all of Israel with him into the camp into Gilgal. But these five kings fled and hid themselves in caves at Mecca. And it was told Joshua, saying, the five kings are found hid in a cave at Mecca. And Joshua said, roll great stones upon the mouth of the cave and set men by it for to keep them. And stay ye not, but pursue after your enemies and smite the hinder most of them. Suffer them not to enter into the cities, for the Lord your God hath delivered them into your hand. Hallelujah. And it came to pass when Joshua and the children of Israel had made an end of slaying them with a great slaughter till they were consumed. Everybody say consumed. That the rest which remained of them entered into fenced cities. They had to get out of the city. The Bible said, do you know why Joshua did that? Does anybody know why Joshua stopped the sun and the moon? He didn't do it just because he had a lot of faith. He didn't do it just because faith hit him all of a sudden. He said, man, oh, I got faith here. I'm going to stop the sun and the moon. No, I tell you why he did it. He had a promise. And the promise is in verse 8. The promise is, and the Lord said unto Joshua, fear them not. For I have delivered them into thine hand. There shall not a man of them stand before thee. He had a promise. And he saw the sun going down. And he saw a few bold shoulders and some glittering armor out there. And he said, wait a minute, God. You are a man of your word. And I still see men standing. And you gave me a promise that this night you was going to deliver them into my hand. And the sun's going down. And I've got to stop it. Oh, sun, stand still. Moon, be still. I'm telling you, he set it up on earth. But it took place in heaven. I'm telling you, there are promises that God has given us that we got to be just like Joshua. Devil, I bind you. I claim revival. I claim a harvest. Come on, give God the praise in here. Come on, give God the praise in here. I've got a promise. Not a man shall stand before me. I've got a promise. Not a devil shall stand before me. I said, I've got a promise. Not a devil shall stop the church. I've got a promise. The gates of hell shall not prevail. Come on, somebody, give God the praise. Somebody worship the Lord with me right now. Heaven's getting involved. Heaven's getting involved around here. Oh, mighty God. How many of you need to break and enter in some things? How many of you need the Lord to move? How many of you need God to give you a miracle and to answer your prayer? Come on, God's good at doing that. 2 Samuel chapter 5, verse 20. David changed the name of the land to Baal-perazim, which meant the Lord had broken forth upon his enemies like the breach of many waters. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And then Jesus said, whatsoever. Anybody believe that when Jesus said whatsoever, he meant whatsoever? Come on. He didn't narrow it down to a small category. But he meant whatsoever that you bind on earth, it shall be bound in heaven. I'm telling you something. We're not just going to pray some little bitty iffy prayer. But I'm telling you, when we get sincere with God and we make our mind up, devil, I bind you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm telling you something. When we really start binding devils, I believe the Lord sends angels down here and says, take those chains and wrap them around that demon's spirit, they'll never have problems again. Come on, I'm here to tell you, there are people in the house this morning that you've never really bound the devil right. You've never really got heaven involved in your prayer yet. You've never really loosed a move of God in your life right yet. But I'm here to tell you, this is the day. This is the moment. This is the time that somebody ought to break out of that prison and take on top of the higher. Come on, stand to your feet and worship God in here. God have mercy! He loba runda bohoshata yanda bahaya. I don't see Brother Kenny Chilton here this morning. He's not here, is he? Is he working? I don't see him here. And I remember him telling the story when he went down in Angola He went down there to minister. And, of course, by records, he's criminally insane. By the law books, by the decree of the law, he's ever, forever, criminally insane. And so for him to go down there, he had to go back and get papers proving that his mind was right. Let me tell you something. He told me in the same room that they told him, man, you are criminally insane. And you will always be criminally insane. It was the same room that they brought over 125 men in there to hear him tell about how to get free and how to get delivered. I'm going to tell you something. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what the devil's had to say about you. It doesn't matter about all the mocking hell's doing today. I'm here to tell you, you know what? Did you know something? Did you know we're in a fight today? I said, did you know we're in a fight? But guess what? I've done something. Maybe I shouldn't have done it. But I snuck around, read the back of this book. And do you know something about this fight? It's a fixed fight. And the back of the book said, we're going to win. So it doesn't matter how many times I get knocked down. What matters is I keep getting up. I keep getting up. I keep binding devils. I keep casting out devils. I keep praying the prayers of faith. Come on, somebody give God the praise of Hoshataya. We got to have it. We got to have it. We got to do it. We've got to do it. We got to do it. We got to bind devils. We got to loose the hand of God. We got to have a harvest. We got to believe that when we're driving down the road and we look at somebody and we say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I release them. I release them of that alcohol demon, Lord. We've got to believe that heaven is hearing what we're saying. And an angel comes down and says, you don't really want that stuff. You need to go to that church. We've got to believe that when we get out of our car and we begin to tell somebody about this great God. Come on. We don't have to speak it out loud. But mumbling under our breath when we walk away, devil, I bind you. I loose that man Jesus there. We got to believe that heaven said, hey, get down there, angel. There's somebody praying a prayer of faith, and I want you to go help them. Come on now. I'm here to tell you that we're going to have revival. I said this church is going to have revival. It's about to start binding devils and loosen the move of God. Come on, somebody give God the praise in here. I'm not going to get to come back and preach for a while, so let me go ahead and tell it. I preached the other night, faith on trial, about running with footmen, running with horses. And there was a day that the disciples was in the boat and Jesus was with them. And Jesus, the Bible said they went and they woke Jesus up and Jesus came up and Jesus said, peace be still. But there was also another day, just a few chapters later, that the Bible said that Jesus came to them in the night, and there was a great storm, and they saw something out there, figure, and Jesus would have passed them by. But they got to crying out. He said, Jesus, is that you? And Jesus spoke back. He said, if it's you, Peter said, bid me to come. I'm going to tell you, I believe with all of my heart, he wouldn't have done them a bit of good to say, if it's you, come on in here, Jesus. Because they done had their chance. They were in the land of peace. And they had an opportunity. And the Lord rose up and rebuked the storm for them. But there's a day that somebody had to take hold of it themselves. And Peter said, this thing's going to stop. Somebody's going to have to get out and get a hold of Jesus. And I'm here to tell you, across the water he went. It was time to run with horses. And I'm going to tell you something in the Holy Ghost, that we've come to a day that we're in a battle now. We're in a struggle now. And the devil's trying to stop the church. But I got news for you, devil. I still know how to get a hold of God. I may have to walk on water. I may have to wrestle all hell. Come on, somebody give God the praise. Lift up your hands and your voice and worship God while you're standing. Jesus. Jesus. Oh, mighty God. I remember when I first started evangelizing, I went down at Brother Michael Day's to preach on a Sunday. And he was determined to get everything out of me. He had another preacher going to preach me at 2 o'clock. And so I don't remember what time the service started. We stayed up like a dummy and played about 12 games of basketball that night. He couldn't quit till he finally won. And so we finally went to bed. My throat was already sore, and I made a big mistake and got up the next day. And the Lord has spoke to me that night in a dream. And the title of the message that God gave me was No Idol God. And it wasn't like serving an idol, but you can't serve God in idleness. God's not idle. God's always moving. Come on. He's constant. He's always healing. He's always on the move. There's nothing idle about God. And if you serve God, you can't serve God in idleness because He's not an idle God. And that morning I preached a message about no idle God. You can't just stay where you're at. There comes a time in your life that if you really want to get right and you really want to live for God, friend, you're going to move. Because everything in God is moving and the church is moving. And some people constantly stay offended because the church is constantly moving. And it makes them look bad. But you know what? Jesus has been making people look bad for a long time because God is a God of action. Come on, somebody give God the praise. But that woman came to that altar that day. And I remember we prayed, and I was tired of praying. I was trying to convince her she had the Holy Ghost. And she said, I ain't got it like I need it. Man, I'm telling you, I got something, but I don't have it like I used to have it. Y'all pray with me. So everybody prayed, and she wore out the saints of the Most High God. But I'm going to tell you something, it wasn't too long around there. Man, she was crying and speaking in tongues and laying on the floor out in the Spirit. I'm going to tell you, right off to the next service, I went to preach. But I'm going to tell you something, she had made her mind up that I've got to have it like I used to have it. It's got to be just like I can't take anything less. If I'm going to live for God, I've got to have it right. And I'm going to tell you something. When you get ready to get it right, you ain't got to worry. Nothing's going to stop you. No man's going to stop you. Nobody's going to stop you. You're going to press your way through everything. And you're going to get what you can. Now, let me say something else. There are some devils you're not tired of yet. You ain't had enough of some devils. Because if you get enough, you're going to take authority over them. In Jesus' name. I won't accept this anymore in Jesus' name. You're not going to have your way anymore, devil. As of this day, I've come to tell you that heaven's going to get involved in my prayer. I'm not praying some little puny any prayer, but I'm going to pray a prayer that when I pray, heaven's going to get involved. Come on, right now, where they're praying in the Holy Ghost, I want somebody that wants heaven to get involved in their life. Come on, that's facing something. I want you to come down here. Maybe somebody wants to pray through the Holy Ghost. I'm here to tell you, heaven to get involved. Maybe somebody's up against a paddle that if God doesn't move, there's no way out. Oh, come on this morning. When you come down here and bind the devil, I want you to tell heaven, I want you to bind this spirit for me. This morning when you say, devil, I rebuke you. I want you to say, heaven, I want you to rebuke this spirit for me. Come on. Somebody's going to really pray through today. Somebody's going to pray through the day. Somebody's going to bind an unclean spirit today. I've had all of my tank, devil. I've been away from God long enough, but I'm going to pray through this morning. I'm going to bind it, and heaven's going to bind it with me. I'm going to loose it, and heaven's going to loose it with me. I'm not only going to break this lot, but I'm going to enter in. I'm going to enter in. I'm going to talk in tongues. I'm going to pray back through. I'm going to get my healing. I'm going to get my deliverance. I'm going to get my miracle. Come on, church. If you're going to come down here and pray, come on, lay hands on somebody. Help somebody in trouble. We got to bind the devil. Satan, I've come to tell you that everybody underneath the sound of my voice, that I bind the devil in their life this morning, and I lose heaven to get involved. I lose heaven to get involved. My God, come down here and get a hold of everybody in this house this morning. Oh, get serious about it. Something will happen. This ought to be the morning somebody walks out of here saying, I got my answer. I got what I came for. It's not ever going to be the same. I broke through this morning. Come on, church. Thank you.
Oh, here I am.